Welcome to SDI Encounters, a podcast from Spiritual Directors International. I'm Matt Whitney. Thank you so much for listening. I offer a heartfelt welcome to new listeners and a welcome back to existing subscribers. If you like this show, please do click on the subscribe button. Here we offer a wide range of perspectives, stories, and conversations centered around community, spiritual companionship, and spiritual care. You'll find additional information, including videos, webinars, and digital publications at our website, sdiworld.org. SDI is a member-supported global contemplative movement that contributes to peace, justice, and living in right relationship with all creation. Your membership supports this podcast, publications, educational programming, outreach, and more. Together, we're changing the world through the contemplative action of spiritual direction. Everyone is welcome to become a member at SDI. You do not need to be a spiritual director to join. Benefits include subscriptions to our Presence magazine, Listen and Connections, our Discover newsletter, discounts on educational events, and more. Become a new member or renew your membership on SDI's secure online store, secure.sdiworld.org. Sharon Seyfarth Garner is a spiritual director, retreat facilitator, and director of Belly of the Whale Ministries. Sharon was at our annual conference in Bellevue, Washington, facilitating a participatory art project called the Prayer Mandala Wall, which incorporated coloring and companionship as forms of prayer. Sharon and I had a conversation about this project and coloring as a form of spiritual practice, a means of quieting ourselves and attuning ourselves to deeper presence, what we refer to in this conversation as God, but also known by other names, or the ground of all being. How's your conference going so far?
I love it. This morning, this is my first time at an SDI conference. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I was just commenting with someone, actually, I'm a pretty big introvert. And when I get into big conferences, I'm often very quickly and easily overwhelmed by them. And coming this morning, I had a little bit of that nervousness on my way. But being present in that session, it really very quickly evaporated away. Just the message that the speakers were sharing and conversations with people just at the table and over coffee and things have quickly made me feel very much part of a family. Mm. And I wasn't sure how I was going to respond to being in the large group, but the large group feels so intimate almost because people are sharing in a similar quest that it immediately feels like home. Mm. So this morning I was grateful for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially being in a big group.
It's pretty remarkable. Yeah. I mean, yes, I work for SDI, so like not to just like plug it to death, but I think one of the things, if not the thing that we do best, is just that we're this community of deep listeners and we just dive right in and want to get to know each other in very root levels. And it's not hard.
Well, I think it's the authenticity that I feel in the group, because oftentimes I think sometimes in a big group, it feels like you're not quite sure what people's intentions are necessarily. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But being in this space, it just feels that people are coming with an earnest quest to make a genuine connection with the divine in whatever way they see that or feel that connection. And that just feels very, it's sacred space. You know, you walk into the conference room and I guess I'll own it. I'll say, I feel that holy ground kind of feeling.
Mm. I love that. Earnest quest. That's a really great way to put it.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Talk about the gifts that you've brought to this conference. Like what stones do you have to add to our little well?
That is such a lovely way to ask that question. Well, the piece of the puzzle that has been most meaningful to me that I'm hoping to be able to share with folks is the experience of using coloring as a way of entering more deeply into prayer, which has been a surprising development in my life, actually, that mm-hmm. much of what I do now is teaching people how to pray using coloring, particularly coloring the mandalas.
Yeah.
And what I have found particularly that connects so much with folks is that we live in this world that is just overflowing with sound and motion almost all the time. It's this 24/7 buzz that is always around us. Even when we're with other people, there is sort of a cultural expectation that we be in conversation with one another. When we enter into prayer, if all we do is sit in silence, then oftentimes people are people get intimidated by silence. I'm noticing one of the blessings of this group here is that people are not intimidated by the silence, which is maybe part of what I am enjoying about it, is that we sit in silence for 5 minutes together and everyone is just
in
harmony with it. It's exactly. It's wonderful. But I think in general, silence can be very intimidating mm-hmm. to people.
Sure.
Unless you give them something to do in the silence. And then I think the silence becomes a more comfortable space. And so the coloring of the mandala, when you're in a group of people, the silence can exist in a much more comfortable way. Everybody is coloring, everybody is in their own kind of prayer space, but we are sharing the same room, sharing the same community. And so I have found that it's a lovely way to be in silence and in community at the same time. Mm. And as an entry point for folks who maybe aren't as initially comfortable with that kind of silence as sacred space.
Yeah.
And there are plenty of instances in our lives when maybe we want to be with someone in a prayerful way, but words are hard to come by. And I'm thinking about times like maybe someone's in the hospital and they're not feeling well, in a hospice setting as well. We may want to go visit someone. We may want to be kind of in prayer with them, but words, it's hard to know what words to say. It's hard to know how to be in that space together. And I have found that the coloring, the prayer mandalas, is actually a lovely way to be present with folks in silence when it may be hard to know what words to use, when the circumstances are challenging or heartbreaking, or it's a space where healing is happening. The instance that I think of most recently is my father passed away last April, and he loved to color. And so he and I, sometimes when it was hard to find words to be together, would spend time coloring with one another. And that gave us an activity to do together while praying. And so it became a special way to spend time together without the pressure of needing to know what to say or what words to use. But we were able to be in that sort of that gentle, sacred space of prayer while coloring. And that made the silence seem much more, I don't want to say acceptable, but much more comfortable. In between us. So I've found that the coloring really can be a lovely way for people to be together and to be quiet together mm-hmm. In a lot of different contexts. I mean, hospice was the most recent one for me, mm-hmm. But I know of some folks who grandchildren and grandparents get together mm-hmm. And they do coloring together and they pray together in that way. And so it can be a nice bridge across the generations. It can be a nice bridge when the situation makes it kind of difficult to find the words that you may want. Mm.
Why do you think that, what is it about silence that we avoid it or need to fill it with words and activity and sound? Hey, let's be silent and, you know, just be still. But it's almost like there's a danger there. Mm-hmm. We're afraid of it. Mm-hmm. Or we're just, bored, maybe. Like, are we, you know, like, you know, oh, you just want to sit here for, you know, 5 minutes, 10
yeah.
minutes?
Yeah. Yeah.
What, do you have any sense? I mean, I guess you've been talking about that a little bit already, but how come you think coloring as an activity is a, well, let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
Our words feel heavy. Like, we put a lot of weight on our words to do something, to fix a situation, to make someone feel better, to make ourselves feel better. Even in prayer, you know, from my own faith tradition, prayer is lots of words. It's lots of talking to God. And then the prayer ends. And it's this sort of one-way conversation, right? Like, we've said all these words to God, but we're, for whatever reason, we're not going to give God time to respond, right? We're not going to give time to actually, like, be with God.
Yeah.
How does coloring help us be with God outside of outside of just filling the space with words?
That's a great question, and that's part of what I'm still discovering, I think, as I move more and more into this coloring as a spiritual practice idea. It's interesting, the whole resistance to silence that we have. And as you were talking, there were a couple things that were going through my mind, and one is sort of the cultural blanket that, or the cultural mantle that we all carry, which is the expectation to be in conversation when we're with people. That if we are not talking, that it's an awkward silence, I say, you know, with air quotes that no one can see on the podcast, that it's an awkward silence. Because there is something about being with another person that there is an expectation, a cultural expectation, that we be in conversation, that we be speaking with one another. And so I think there's initially that kind of constant expectation of dialogue, of conversation, of filling the airspace with sound in some way or another. We have the TV going all the time, or the radio, or the music going, and that rarely are there moments when we are in silence. Why is that the case? I don't have a solid answer for, but I do sense that you're onto something when you talk about that in the silence, we may be afraid of what we hear, that we are comfortable speaking to God, asking for whatever's on our heart or our needs or whatnot. But the listening then, there may be a little reluctance to listen too carefully because we don't know what we will hear. We don't know where God will be leading us. What I have found helpful to overcome that fear for folks, because I do often hear, I don't want to stop long enough to be quiet and listen because I don't know if I'll like what I hear. And my response to that is that we have been given a pretty strong reassurance that God only has our best interests at heart, and that whatever we would hear from God would really only be what would nurture us and feed us in the long term, that there may be some discomfort in the choices that we need to make to get there, but that whatever we hear will be from a loving voice, will be from a voice that is wanting us to live into our best selves. And so, yes, it may be initially surprising what we hear, but I personally feel a great sense of confidence that whatever we do hear will be something that will strengthen us and something that will guide us in a way that is loving and gracious and gentle, as opposed to anything that would be harmful to us.
Yeah.
It
totally
sense.
Does. And it's a whole other conversation, I think, about almost that we know what we will hear in the silence, and so we avoid it. We don't want to hear that. That tough love, you know, from God, but even from within, you know, it's almost like we know what our best self, is going to encounter in that space. And but I don't want to have that conversation right now.
Or we think we know what it's going to be.
Sure.
And maybe we'll be surprised, you know.
Yeah.
I think God is full of surprises.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been given one mouth and two ears for a reason, they say, right? Mm-hmm. So that we speak some, but we listen more. Mm. So
I like that.
Yeah.
But let me ask you about the coloring in community.
Sure.
Talk about why the community aspect is so important, as opposed to the sort of, there's a lot of like mindful coloring, you know, kind of, you know, I can go to the bookstore and get a coloring book and go do that like in my house.
Yeah.
But for you, it's really vital that we do that with others. Talk about that.
I guess I would say that doing it with other, coloring and praying with others is vital. And coloring and praying on one's own also has a great strength to it as well. So I wouldn't say necessarily one or the other, but that both are important, that we need time, that individual one-on-one time, looking deeper into ourselves, drawing closer individually with God, and that coloring can be a way of doing that, certainly. But then in community, I think that the piece that feels so important about that to me, especially being silent in community, is that often when we gather together, there's an agenda, or there is a task that needs to be done, or there is a something that needs to be fixed. And so we come together to put together an activity or an event or something. Mm-hmm. But rarely do we just come together to simply be together. And that the coloring, I think, is a tool that helps us to be present with one another in silence, listening collectively in a way that it's hard to do if there's not a task before us. Being silent together in a group is certainly possible, but I think it's challenging for many, and that the coloring is kind of a way to enter into that silent space. God is with us when we're alone. And God is with us in a group. And I think it feels a little different in each space, that presence of God individually feels so deep and so necessary and so important. But when we feel that presence of God in a group, I think we then have the benefit of kind of the feel of the room being full of the gifts of everyone present. And there is sort of a fullness then, or a depth to that experience that comes from the time together. You know, wherever two or three are gathered, God is present when one is gathered, but where two or three are gathered, I think the presence is felt in a different way. And to feel that presence in silence with no agenda than other to be present with God and one another, I think opens us up in new ways that we might not otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's
attentive to.
Yeah. I think just the other's face reveals the image of God, right? In the singularity of that person. And
Absolutely.
So when two or more are gathered, we have a fuller sense of God's presence just through the faces of the people who we're with.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to take off my visual artist hat for a minute and ask you, do I have to be good at coloring? To do
no.
a coloring mandala?
No. And that is, I'm thrilled that you asked that question, because frequently when I work with groups and I'm explaining the mandalas, I get that question of, well, I can't color in the lines, or how, you know, do I have to match the colors or things like this? And my very favorite thing to say, I guess, is that lines are optional. When coloring, when doing prayerful coloring, you can color in the lines if you want, or you can completely disregard the lines. You can color outside the lines. You can create new lines. You can write words. You can scribble. You can do anything you want, and it is a sacred work of art. Mm. It does not have to look finished. You can leave blank spaces. And the story that I like to tell is that I was talking with a friend of mine whose granddaughter was over to visit one day, and her granddaughter came up to her with a coloring book that she had been using and just had on one of the pages just scribbled, completely covered the page with just scribble, scribble, scribbles, and showed her grandmother with such pride of what she had done. And this friend of mine said, I didn't know if I should have said something like, well, next time pay attention to the lines or whatever. Yeah. but fortunately, she did not say anything. Mm. And her granddaughter said, see, Grandma, look, 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 I just colored where the crayon took me. Mm. And that, to me, is the essence of praying with mandalas, is you color where the spirit takes you. You color where your prayer takes you. That the lines are just a vessel for you to pour yourself into. And if it spills over the edges, then what a blessing.
Wow. Yeah, that's great.
So, yeah. Yeah. Oh. So, no, you do not have to be an artist to be able to color and pray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can't color within the lines, it's just because you're spilling over the edges. That's,
so the spirit, with spirit is spilling. Exactly.
I'm going to remember that one.
There you go.
Well, thank you so much for sharing about your work. And
thank you for asking.
Yeah, and for bringing the prayer mandalas to our conference and allowing people to enter into this activity and to pray together. So thank you so much.
My honor and my pleasure. Thank you for the gift of your time.
Sure.
Creating sacred space does not mean doing nothing. Silence need not occur just on a meditation cushion. And spiritual community need not just occur in a church or a temple. Sharon offers us a lovely way of entering into silence, into contemplation, and into community. A way to be present with people without needing to talk, but to just be together. Could you share a similar space with a friend or companion? Often when we gather with people, we feel compelled to entertain, we need to host, we need to engage in smart conversation. I wonder why we are so programmed to be like this. Sharon's work reminds me that we can just be together, just be present to each other. Sharon has released a coloring book called Praying with Mandalas. You can learn more about it and her work at her website, bellyofthewhaleministries.net. This is Matt Whitney with Spiritual Directors International. Thanks again for listening. Your time and your presence here are deeply appreciated. If you liked this show and would like us to continue making them, please do subscribe now while it's fresh on your mind. Also, we would love to hear from you, so please feel free to send in your comments and suggestions to the email address podcast@sdiworld.org. To learn more about spiritual companionship and ways that you can plug in and join our community, visit us at our website at www.sdiworld.org. Thank you. Blessings and peace on your day, and may you share blessings and peace to others.